The Time Traders by Andre Norton. Chapter 1. To anyone who glanced casually inside the detention room, the young man sitting there did not seem very formidable. In height, he might have been a little above average, but not enough to make him noticeable. His brown hair was cropped conservatively. His unlined boy's face was not one to be remembered, unless one was observant enough to note those light gray eyes and catch a chilling, measuring expression showing now and then for an instant in their depths. Neatly and inconspicuously dressed, in this last quarter of the 20th century his like was to be found on any street of the city 10 floors below, to all outward appearances. But that other person under the protective coloring was so assiduously cultivated, could touch heights of encased and controlled fury which Murdoch himself did not understand and was only just learning to use as a weapon against a world he had always found hostile. He was aware, though he gave no sign of it, that a guard was watching him. The cop on duty was an old hand. He probably expected some reaction other than passive acceptance from the prisoner. But he was not going to get it. The law had Ross sewed up tight this time. Why didn't they get about the business of shipping him off? Why had he had that afternoon session with the skull thumper? Ross had been on the defensive then, and he had not liked it. He had given to the other's questions all the attention his shrewd mind could muster. But a faint, very faint apprehension still clung to the memory of that meeting. The door of the detention room opened. Ross did not turn his head, but the guard cleared his throat as if their hour of mutual silence had dried his vocal cords. "On your feet, Murdoch. The judge wants to see you." Ross rose smoothly, with every muscle under fluid control. It never paid to talk back, to allow any sign of defiance to show. He would go through the motions as if he were a bad little boy who had realized his errors. It was a meek and mild act that had paid off more than once in Ross's checkered past. So he faced the man seated behind the desk in the other room with an uncertain, diffident smile, standing with boyish awkwardness, respectfully waiting for the other to speak first. "Judge Ord Rawl. It was his rotten luck to pull old Eagle Beak on his case. Well, he would simply have to take it when the old boy dished it out. Not that he had to remain stuck with it later." "You have a bad record, young man." Ross allowed his smile to fade. His shoulders slumped. But under concealing lids his eyes showed an instant of cold defiance. "Yes, sir," he agreed in a voice carefully cultivated to shake convincingly about the edges. Then suddenly all Ross's pleasure in the skill of his act was wiped away. Judge Rawl was not alone. That blasted skull-thumper was sitting there, watching the prisoner with the same keenness he had shown the other day. "A very bad record for the few years you have had to make it." Eaglebeak was staring at him too, but without the same look of penetration, luckily for Ross. "By rights, you should have been turned over to the new rehabilitation service." Ross froze inside. That was the treatment, icy rumors of which had spread throughout his particular world. For the second time since he had entered the room, his self-confidence was jarred. Then he clung with a degree of hope to the phrasing of that last sentence. "Instead, I have been authorized to offer you a choice, Murdoch, one which I shall state, on the record, I do not in the least approve." Ross's twinge of fear faded. If the judge didn't like it, there must be something in it to the advantage of Ross Murdoch. He'd grab it for sure. "There's a government project in need of volunteers. It seems that you have tested out as possible material for this assignment. If you sign for it, the law will consider the time spent on it as part of your sentence. Thus you may aid the country which you have heretofore disgraced." "And if I refuse, I go to this rehabilitation. Is that right, sir?"
"I certainly consider you a fit candidate for rehabilitation."